Now, you say, okay, all right. I acknowledge that all these things are true in my life at times. So what do I do about them? I want you to write down these four words, just four words, because I believe this is the way you pull these blocks out of the barrier and you tear them all down. Four words, I want you to just jot them down. The first word is listen. If I'm going to pull down these blocks, these barriers to my faith, first of all, I listen to what God says. Step number one. Step number two, I leap with courage and obedience. That is, I do what God tells me to do. I do not wait till I'm secure. I do not wait till I have all the answers. I do not wait till everybody's in agreement. I do not wait to please everybody. I don't wait till I feel real good about it. I don't wait till I'm sure. I leap. If this is what God says do, then I leap the leap of faith. And we've always talked about the leap of faith. You say, but oh my goodness, suppose I fall. How far do you think you'll fall? Well, I don't know how far you'll fall, but I can tell you this. I know what you'll fall into. You fall into the hand of an unconditional, loving, omnipotent God. Now, how's that for falling in a good place? You see, you can't lose obeying God. Do you mean to tell me you think that God would tell you to do something and then God's going to walk off and say, do the best you can? God doesn't operate that way. Listen, wherever He tells us to leap, He is there to hold us up and listen and to demonstrate His awesome power. What He's looking for is men and women who are willing to give Him the privilege of demonstrating who He is and the power of His might so that the unbelieving world will know that our God is God. The third word is leave. Just leave. What do I mean by that? Leave all the consequences of your obedience to God. Leave them all to God. Now, I want you to write this statement down. Here's the statement. God assumes full responsibility for the life committed to Him. God assumes full responsibility for the life committed to Him. That's why you and I can leap and leave the consequences to Him. God assumes full responsibility for the life committed to Him. Now, I want you to say that with me. You ready? God assumes full responsibility for the life committed to Him. That means when God tells you and me to do something, we can do it. We can do it and leave all the consequences to Him and not have to worry about what's going to happen when you and I obey God. The fourth word, the last word, the fourth word is look. You say, what do you mean by that? Here's what I mean. You listen to what He says. You take the leap of obedience. You leave the consequences to Him. And then, look, hey, watch this. You look around and begin to see the evidence of three things: God's presence, His power, and the fruitfulness of your obedience to Him. He wants you to see it. He wants you to see that He is a true God, that He can keep His promises. Now, what can you and I expect? What can you and I expect when we pull these barriers down, these blocks out of these barriers, and you and I begin to trust God? Here's what you can expect. You can expect a spiritual freedom in your life like you've never known before. You can expect an awareness of the presence of God in your life like you've not experienced before. You can expect the evidence of the power of God in your life like you've not known before. You can expect a confidence between you and God that you've never had before. And you can expect, listen, you can expect and anticipate the blessings of God in every area of your life if you will simply trust Him. My friend, don't let yourself miss out on God's best because these building blocks that you've allowed to barrier your faith, to cheat you out of life's very best. God has the best for those who are willing to trust Him. And trusting Him means that I'm willing to believe this statement, that God assumes full responsibility for the life and the consequences of the life totally committed to Him. you'll never lose obeying God. And Father, we thank you today for the wonderful story of the life of Moses. Thank you that he was so natural and so human like all of us. Thank you that he was weak and frail just like we are. Thank you for the promises you gave him and the way you demonstrated your presence and your persistence with him. Thank you for the awesome demonstration of your power in Egypt. Thank you for bringing to birth that nation of Israel, through whom our Messiah, our Savior, has come to save us and to equip us today to be the persons you want us to be and to do the things that you would have us to do. I pray that you seal this message in the heart of every person who hears it, that it will ring in their ears, it will echo in their heart, it will resound in their spirit, it will be inescapable to them. And the next time they face a challenge, rather than to give in to some doubt, to give in to some barrier, to call upon you and to place their trust in you as the great I am. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, speaker on the In Touch television and radio broadcasts. To order additional copies of this message, or for a catalog listing available video and audio copies of other messages by Dr. Stanley, call toll-free 1-800-323-3747, or place an order online when you visit our website at intouch.org. If you prefer to write for more information, our mailing address is In Touch, Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. If outside the USA, please contact your local In Touch office. This has been a production of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.